Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash was up, we had a mitzvah of Ola Regel, to go to Yerushalayim and go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring karbanos. And we had Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos on the three, on the Shavuos Regolim, the three major festivals. And it wasn't an easy journey to Jerusalem and to the Beis HaMikdash. You didn't have Airbnb, you didn't have the Marriott, the Hilton, you didn't have all the nice restaurants on the road. If you're lucky, you found some little inn, or perhaps you came with your tent, or you had your sleeping bag, and you had to sleep on the ground. And you had to live you have to be very uncomfortable. You were sacrificing. You could have stayed home in your own house, in your own bed, but you sacrificed to do a mitzvah Ola Regel. But we don't find that the Chazal, we don't find in the Gemara that there was any special accommodations for those. Masha Enke, which makes it very interesting, because in this week's Parsha, when we talk about the Ari Mikla, we're talking about a different type of traveler. Someone who killed Bishogeg, someone killed someone by mistake, by accident, and therefore we prefer, there are different cities of refuge. We have the 48, the 6 Ari Miklat, and the 642 Ari Levium. And there the murderer could run to and escape the vengeance of the Gol Hadam. And the Torah tells us, Takin Lecha HaDerach, you shall prepare the way of the murderer. And the Mishnah, the Chazal, explained that they had a special, like they have HOV lanes, you have like three or four you could go in. This is a special lane, no traffic. I guess emergency vehicles like ambulances, police. It was especially prepared so they could go make their way to the city of refuge before the Gol Hadam gets them. And it's like you have signs on the road, Toronto, Monticello, Stony Creek, whatever you might be seeing. They had signs, Ari Miklat, this is the way to go. So what's interesting to note is when it comes to the mitzvah of Ola Regel, a very important mitzvah, we don't find any accommodations. Yet the murderer, albeit it was Bishogeg, but nevertheless, he did something wrong and he has to go to the city of refuge. We find special preference. There's no signs on the road when it comes to where Yerushalayim is, but there's only signs on the road for the Miklat. So how come? What's the reason why when it comes to Ari Miklat, they seem to be getting special treatment? When it comes to Ola Regel, they seem not to be. So the commentators explain, Rav Aaron Cutler, others point out that it's twofold. On one hand, it'd be very embarrassing for the murderer who killed Bishogeg. You know, we're knocking the door. Where's the Ari Miklat? You know, let's say you run someone over by mistake, or it could happen, accidents happen. It's embarrassing. So it'd be embarrassing for you to go and tell someone, I'm looking for my friend. But I'm saying, wait, you're looking for the Ari Miklat, so in order to save the busha to the person who did it, number one, we have to wear a kamocha. Even in a case when someone who murdered someone, Bishogeg, we still take into that account. And perhaps as well, equally important, if not more, is that the concern is the people, especially someone lives next to the Ari Miklat. So every day, every week, every month, how often as it happens, you can have someone knocking on your door and they'll say, which way is the Ari Miklat? So therefore, you don't want to be involved. But we know, as Chazal tell us, you're affected by your actions and also your environment. You have murderers knocking on your door, it's going to have impact on you and your family. However, when it comes to Ola Regel, number one, we want them knocking on what's not embarrassment. Great, I'm doing a mitzvah. Oh, why don't you join me? So therefore, there's no embarrassment for the Ola Regel. In fact, it's opposite of it. he sacrificed. Look how much I'm willing to give up for this mitzvah. It must be pretty important. And then your family, your kids, your whole family gets involved with people who are involved in difficult mitzvahs that take a lot of effort. So that's the yesod. The yesod is that when it comes to parenting or just for ourselves, for adults or anyone, you have to know, you have to exercise, we see Chazal exercising some type of censorship. They're saying is, we don't, doesn't mean it can happen, but we want to minimize, especially a young person's influence when they're in influential years. They have to be aware of evil, but they don't have to actually be seeing it happen. But when it comes to mitzvahs, mitzvah goreris mitzvah, and therefore that very valuable to be exposed to. And that's how the Bali Musar explained in Bnei Yisachar. That's the pshat when we say, now this coming week is the first Shabbos in Elul. We had Rosh Chodesh on Sunday and Monday. So in the Slichas, which we'll be saying, Kadalim v'Roshim dafaknu de'lasecha. We knock on your door like people who are poor and destitute. So the commentators explain with Isaac Luria that Dol v'Rosh, the poor and the destitute, they refer to Tammuz and Av, which is the fast which commemorates the destruction of the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem. And we know in Tisha B'Av, the Churban Abayi. So when we say you're like, we knock on your door like people who are poor and destitute, as we just finished Tammuz and Av. And those are the symbols of Tammuz and Av, which we're in Avelis. If so, says the Bnei Yisachar, so what does it mean by Kedalim? That we knock on your door. So that, so Elul is the time is reference to the door, that we come from the experience of the poor and destitute, and now Elul, we knock on the door. Elul is the last month of the year before Rosh Hashanah. And we say the door represents opportunities. It's an entrance to our house, entrance to our hearts, and during Elul we have to make the decision what door we're going to open, what door we're going to shut, what opportunities we're going to take, what other opportunities we'll push off, and are we going to open up the door for the Olarego, or are we going to open up the door for the Rotzeach? So we have to welcome in the Olarego and not the Rotzeach. And that's the yesod of, it's dafka because not to embarrass the Ari Mikat, especially during Elul, ani l'dodi v'dodi li, not to embarrass people. But as well, the impact, you walk into a tannery, you're going to smell, so to the impact if you're involved, that's why by the Er HaNidachas, it says, v'nasun charachamim, God's going to have mercy. Why? Because even though you did a mitzvah, but since you were involved in destroying a town of Avodah Zarah, nevertheless you need the bracha from Hashem. So Ari Miklat, we have signs to avoid being around Rotzchim, but Olarego, we want people more involved, and that's what it means. Kerush V'dolim, like the destitute and poor, is Tammuz and Av, and we see El is referring to the door of opportunity, that we open up the door for the Olarego, and not for the Otseach. It's a time of opportunity to take in things we take advantage of during Elul, the last month before Rosh Hashanah.